Today, we will Be'ezus Hashem learn Daf Mem Vav of Masechta Sanhedrin. Some of the topics we will learn about include the Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer v'Chachamim regarding Kohen Eskolim Nitlin, whether all those who are punished with Skila, their bodies must also be hung, or only Hamagadef v'Ho'evir Avodah Zarah, one who blasphemes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one who worships Avodah Zarah. And this Machlekes is based on their general Machlekes regarding a pasuk that states a klal, a general word, and a prat, a detail of that word. Rabbi Eliezer darish ribui umiute. Rabbi Eliezer holds the prat minimizes the klal slightly, and other details that are similar are also included. Rabbanan darishi klali uprati. The Rabbanan hold the prat clarifies the klal, and all other details are not included. The machlekes Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim regarding ha'isha nitlis, whether the obligation of tliya applies to a woman. Ein donin shnayim b'yoyim echad. A Bezdin may not sentence to death two people in one day, and the distinction in whether it was shtei averis, they committed different sins, or avera achas, they committed the same sin. The machlekes regarding the eitz, the wooden post that was used for hanging, whether meshaken ba'aretz, the post was driven into the ground, or muta al akoisel, the post was leaned against the wall. Halonas hameis, one is forbidden to leave a dead body unburied overnight. However, lechvoidoy muter, they are permitted to delay the burial for his honor. The question regarding kfura, the obligation to bury a dead body in the ground, mishum b'zyoinahu, is kfura also to prevent disgrace to the deceased so that people should not become repulsed from his decomposing body? Or, mishum kaparahu, kfura is only to achieve atonement for the deceased.